This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I learned a new word the other day, cicerone, from the Latin meaning guide. Current usage from the craft brewing industry. Think sommelier, but for beer. Michael Moser is one. He works at the Skinner Auction House in Boston, and we call them because tomorrow night there's going to be a live auction there, not just of fine wines as usual, but the finest high-quality ales as well. Michael, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I confess I am astounded to find out that you can get really, really, really high-quality beer at auction. I had no idea this kind of thing happened.
We've been doing it for a couple of years now. We started in November 2012, and it's been growing ever since.
What's it like being up there auctioning off these beers?
It's fascinating. You know, the first time that we had a major offering of beers last May, you know, you're standing up there and you kind of switch gears from wine to beer, and you see a lot of puzzled looks from person to person and eyes widening at the prices that we were achieving. And it's absolutely a ton of fun.
Are there other people doing this or is it just you guys?
As far as brick-and-mortar auction houses go, it's just us.
Are you the guy who looked around and said there is money to be made in beer auctions as opposed to wines, which you have also done in the past?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of connected the dots. It was actually one of the beers that we're offering, Midnight Sun M, was one of the first beers that really caught my eye on the secondary market. Saw that someone had bought it for a pretty penny and figured, you know, while we're doing wine, why not throw some beer in there as well?
Yeah, so this Midnight Sun M, how much did that go for, pretty penny-wise?
Well, we have it in the auction for $1,200 to $1,800.
Get out of here. That's a bottle of beer?
Single bottle of beer.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Have
you had any?
I have not.
Wow, that's kind of amazing. And as everybody who listens to this program knows, I'm a big beer guy. I really like beer. But holy cow. That's a lot of money for a beer.
And that's not even the most expensive one.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. who's buying these?
You know, it's everybody. We've got, I mean, everybody who's a fan of beer, really. Not everybody.
Yeah, except me, because clearly I'm a cheapskate. I don't know.
No, it's, you know, private collectors, people who are doing little private tastings with a group. So sometimes you'll get people pool their money together and buy a special bottle to have as the centerpiece of a tasting. Even restaurants are getting in on it.
What is it that makes a beer auction worthy, if you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, what we're looking at in terms of what we want to offer, it's not necessarily, you know, the most highly regarded beers in the world, although these are extremely highly regarded. They're beers that will age, that, you know, can survive 5, 10, 15, 20, or even more years in the bottle.
If you could go out, though, and just drink a beer, what would your beer be? Would it be one of the ones at auction tonight?
I mean, those are largely, you know, beers that you want to sit down and ponder. But if, you know, if it's the end of the day, I mean, I'll drink pretty much anything. I'll look to Jack's Abbey as a nice local beer out here. Open up one of those and give it a shot.
Michael Moser, he is at the Skinner Auction House in Boston, Mass. Michael, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much, Guy.